truck or swim laps in your very own pool. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Alabama Home Mortgage can make it happen. It's time to live the life you've been dreaming of. Call me, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. Again, that's 567-4223. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. Because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Join us tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at Lewis Lawn Equipment on Northeastern Boulevard for Cram the Van. Bring your school supply donations to help kids and teachers in the River Region get started on a great school year.
August 8th is Sneak Some Zucchini Onto Your Neighbor's Porch Day. Yes, this is an actual day. And tomorrow is Why Did the Neighbors Erect a Giant Fence and Buy a Rottweiler Day? Have a happy Sneak Some Zucchini Onto Your Neighbor's Porch Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's four. Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Steve Rappaport. President Trump facing some pressure from the gun lobby after the mass shootings in El Paso and Dayton.
President Trump is showing interest in backing legislation to strengthen background checks on people seeking to purchase firearms. But NRA CEO Wayne LaPierre has reportedly tried to talk the president out of supporting stronger background checks, arguing that doing so would hurt the president's standing with his core base of supporters.
Fox's John Decker at the White House. Dozens of immigrant workers released after ICE agents rounded up nearly 700 people.
Wednesday's raids at seven food processing plants across Mississippi make up the largest workplace immigration sting in at least a decade, and possibly the largest ever for a single state.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. And on Wall Street, the Dow soaring 371 points, the Nasdaq adding 176, the S&P 500 gaining 54. This is Fox News.
Market scares me. It's crazy as can be. Think it's pure insanity. They got a lot of my money. I can't stand a look. And my 401 is shook. Stocks are up, down, up, down, up, down. Retirement taking hits. IRA is hit and miss. First is money in the bank, then it's all gone away. Would you pass that fifth of Jack this way? Stocks going up, down, up, down, up, down. AMC and it's down there on my CV. Should have been buying more gold and more CDs. Trade war, hey, it's killing me. Stocks going up, down, up, down, up, down. It is what it is, no, I can't predict. Just when I'm selling off, it takes a jump with a nice big gain. Shaking my head, my stocks are up, down, up, down. They're going up, down.
We're up yesterday and up big again today. Yet on the front of DrudgeReport.com, what's the story, Terry? You saw it. Mm-hmm. Analysts predict. Let me read
economic it. Economic meltdown or something to that effect. Recession.
Recession odds pick up as economists cut growth estimates. They are setting this man up.
They are.
We've almost regained all these catastrophic losses in 2 days. And they can't wait to get the next negative thing. They've been wrong time after time. How many times during those long, wonderful years between 2009 and 2016?
Whoa, 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 the oceans rise. Whoa.
And then the numbers from this great economy would come out, and that was it. Well, we didn't do as well as expected. Since he's been in office, they've been predicting doom. And
succeeded every time.
And beaten estimates.
Yep.
That's been the message. Whoa,
what do you got, a magic wand?
Yeah. It's called...
it's called capitalism. Let it run.
Yeah.
Let it go. Get out of the way and let it run.
Boy, are they running from him, Democrats. He looks like a moderate compared to some of the sickos that are out there right now.
3, 2,
something new.
1, 0. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientists of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here are today's nominees.
Actually, just one.
Great Escape.
And I'm going to use, yes, exactly. Yeah.
Great movie.
A Rusty Aldridge production, not the movie, this. This is a safety tip. Because sometimes curiosity leads us to do things that are dangerous.
Kills a cat, too.
There's a lady in Washington State. She went fishing and posed for a picture. She picked up a small octopus and thought, here's a good idea. I'm going to put the octopus on my face. That'll make a great photo.
Sure.
So that's what she did. But it bit her. It injected her with the poison it uses to stun prey.
She didn't see it coming.
No.
Oh, what an idiot.
No. And she wound up in the ER. She is now on 3 antibiotics. Still in pain.
A lot of pain.
And this is kind of like a tick situation in that this pain will come and go for months ahead.
But it's made to paralyze whatever it
is. Yeah, exactly. And she'll wish that she had an Adams Drugs in her town. That's what I say. Mike.
Hey, Greg.
What's up?
I love your show.
Thanks.
I just wanted to... I didn't know if you had ever heard of an alternative social media called MeWe.
I have.
Okay.
MeWe?
MeWe.
Huh.
Yes, sir.
So many people say we need an alternative to Facebook and stuff, this hasn't exactly caught fire.
No, well, none of them have. I don't understand that.
Yeah, I know. That's why they still pull their fascist games, you know? They don't mind...
Well, I can tell you on that MeWe, there's very little censorship on that MeWe. There's a lot of groups out there that are conservative and very little censorship, if any at all.
Good.
I'm glad to hear that. I will look into it.
Yeah, me too.
Okay,
and
thank you.
We appreciate the phone call.
I've never heard of
on that
MeWe
topic. Mentioned Applied Security. Terry, that's the company that provides us with the fobs that allow us to come and go from the radio station.
Oh, sweet.
They have been securing our building for many years. They can secure your home, your office, whatever it is you need secured. And we have a system that responds immediately. If there's any...
Oh, yes.
Yes. The phone rings, the alarm system will scare the bejeebers out of you. But it's good to know that it works.
It works.
If it's tampered with.
It works.
And I have to tell you, I've gotten to know Vicky. She's fantastic. And she and Mark have been in business since 1987. This is a great company, great local business, Applied Security. And they can take over your existing monitoring. So if you're dissatisfied or you do need to take this next step in security, call them at 279-8338. 279-8338 for Applied Security. Their Alabama electronic security number and board permit is 276. Local news, and then we're coming right back.
Heskey with Alabama News Network. There was a shooting between two men in the parking lot of Blount Elementary School in Montgomery this morning. Police say it happened about 7:30, and they believe this was a road rage incident between two parents. It started with an argument which led to one parent pulling out a gun and firing shots. No one was injured. Both suspects are in custody. Schools went into lockdown. Presidents of both Alabama State University and Tuskegee University announced plans for an inaugural Labor Day Classic Communiversity Block Party. The event will feature a Fill the Bins competition between the two universities benefiting the Salvation Army. Area nonprofits got a helping hand today. The Central Alabama Community Foundation awarded more than $85,000 in grants. They were distributed to 15 nonprofits this morning during a ceremony at the Montgomery Museum of Fine Arts. The grants are part of the Family Wellness and Education Grant Cycle that the organization manages. I'm Ellis Askew on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
So we're on the air this morning. We get a call from a listener about a shooting at Blount.
Mm-hmm.
And all he knew was that there was a ton of police activity. We didn't know if it was an active shooter kind of situation like these horrible tragedies.
Mm-hmm.
So we did not say anything about it until we had confirmation that something had happened. And it turns out to be two parents. Do we have the names of these geniuses yet?
No, not that I've
seen. Showing their maturity by shooting at one another.
in a school yard.
You have such temper issues. You have to pull a gun out at a school. These two, and time will tell if somebody provoked it, but whoever it was that pulled the gun and fired it needs to be dealt with very, very harshly.
Road rage.
That's a good reason to shoot somebody. You took my parking space.
Exactly. That's probably exactly what happened. Or he cut him off, you know.
Honest to God. And this is what scares me, because like yesterday, I'm exiting 85 at Taylor Road to turn left and go home. The car in front of me is a fairly recent model car. The light turns green. One 1,000.
Mm-hmm.
Two 1,000.
I count this three, usually a minimum of three before they move.
When it got to 3,000, it was obvious this person was busy with something in their lap. Probably a phone.
Yep.
Maybe worse.
Yep.
And I gave them a good long blast. And then I thought, man, if that's a crazy person in that car, they'll get out and they'll come after me. Mm-hmm. So I kind of held my breath. And, of course, they made the left turn and then went into the AUM campus. That made me feel real good. Here is Aunt B.
Yes, okay, so I didn't even get my real name because, you know, I'm going to tell a story here.
Okay.
I'm a teacher. I'm from Selma. I taught for many years in Selma. Mm-hmm. Not going to say the name of the school, but the event that made me decide I need to leave this particular school, I had taught there for 10 years, and we had a gang fight at school. It was pretty bad.
Wow.
And the parents showed up at school in their gang colors, and they fought.
Oh, my God. Generational gang fighting.
And I figured, you know, we got 40-year-old gang members, 45-year-old gang members, and I'm probably, you know, it's like a tour of duty. You do what you can,
oh,
and
well
then, you know,
said.
I moved along. But,
well said.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Terrible, terrible. I mean, I remember one time there was a senator at our school. He was out, you'll appreciate this, it was his birthday, and they had made him a cake, a senator from Selma, and they had on the cake, Rock the Vote. You remember the big deal, Rock the Vote, about 15, 20 years ago?
Yep.
Okay, they had him a cake. He was in the cafeteria, and it was the biggest gang fight I've ever seen, with bats and chains.
What?
These grown men had come to school to beat these senior boys. I mean, they, I don't know what the drugs, cause, you know, they guys never fought over women. I all my girls that would fight, I would say, hey, guy, hey, ladies, none of these, you ever seen these, any two men fight over a woman? And they'd stop for a second, but then they'd go back at it. But yeah, it's a terrible thing to have all these gangs that, you know, they don't even know what they're fighting about anymore. It's just because somebody's wearing a bandana collar that they don't like.
It's insane.
Yeah, that's the standard. It is terrible. It's awful.
Colors.
And they're coming. And how come I have never heard this type of story before? Because the media doesn't want to.
No, they don't want it to know. No, and my family would be worried. They were worried about me, but you know what I told them? Hey, this is not the culture that's coming to school with guns and shooting it up. You know, they want to hurt each other. They don't really want to hurt me.
Right.
So,
well,
there will never be
solutions to inner city problems as long as we keep this big pretend going on. And this is another reason why they hate Donald Trump, because he peeled off the lid. And now a lot of those folks in Baltimore who've been trapped in those Democratic ghettos for the last mm-hmm. six decades are saying, thank you, Mr. President. Maybe something will get
it.
Done now.
Yep.
And where's that
you
money? $15 billion into Baltimore and they can't account for it?
No, they've all taken their share of it. They've looted it. That's what they've done, the politicians.
And Elijah Cummings is at the top of that list.
The first public housing in Selma, my dad said, he's from Boston, my dad said, this is it. This is the end of it right here. You take the initiative away to work. There's nothing wrong with helping somebody, but, you know, plenty of agencies helped people back in the day. You know,
that's
nobody
right.
went hungry.
And churches.
I mean, churches helped, yes. Communities helped. Neighborhoods helped. But, you take the initiative away, it really hurts it. But, guys, I like listening to your show. Y'all have a good afternoon.
Appreciate the call. Great cartoon by Branko. I don't know if you know that name in the world of cartoons. You know all the literature. I know the cartoonist.
Mm-hmm.
It's a picture of a Democratic metaphor, a jackass feeding shootings in El Paso and Dayton into one end of a machine and Democratic fundraising coming out the other side. Shouldn't there at least be an appropriate period of time before you start scaring people and raising money for your votes? They're really obscene. Here's our friend Kenny from Maxwell, 416.
Hey, Joey, Terry, and Greg, how you doing?
How are you?
I know the feeling. Okay, so kind of an update on that thing at the school.
Yes.
When the news came on this morning, I was at work. Well, one of the coworkers actually has a child that goes to the school across the street.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I found out just before I got off from work that they said it was a domestic dispute between a husband and wife fighting in a car.
Oh.
She decides to shoot him. He runs into school. I guess she went in and surrendered the gun. But I'm thinking, you know, this is just so sad. And then these folks that I work with are sitting there kind of celebrating. Oh, well, you know, she should have shot him. She's just done away. And I'm thinking, you know, you're talking about taking a life over something that's just idiotic. But this is what boggles my mind.
So what's
you
the
know?
Truth here? Hold it. What's the truth here? Is this a domestic situation or is this a road rage situation? Because now we're hearing a different story.
Yeah, I heard because somebody that knows somebody that goes to school there said this is what they heard. So whether it's true or not, it was supposed to be domestic. In any case, it's just, it's crazy. They need to throw the book at both of them anyway.
Yes.
Because firing a weapon is dangerous enough. You're firing in a school zone.
If they play patty cake with a situation like this and don't send a clear message that this will not be tolerated, they may as well start handing out guns when people are dropping off.
Yeah, I mean, this is just insanity. And I just don't get it myself. But anyway, I hope you guys are having a great day. I'm up here in Prattville, and looks like it wants to rain, so maybe we'll get lucky.
We appreciate the call. By the way, yes, thanks for mentioning there, Kenny, because we got Rich's forecast coming up. I've been monitoring the Live in Fear Doppler, and there are... Now, the stuff that blew up over the east side of town earlier, that was one massive storm cluster.
Serious thunder and everything.
What's headed our way now are individual cells. A couple of them show some red and look developed. But these are going to be trickling down. In fact, you know what we should do? We should go outside and look.
It has to be done, Greg.
I think we should go outside and take a look at these for ourselves. So
yeah, I don't trust Doppler. I'd rather look for myself.
So would I. So we will do that in a moment. First, let me remind you, by the way, if you get a chance, did you have an opportunity to read my August Boom column?
That's the first thing I do when they come out.
1969, the year the Earth stood still.
Yeah.
And it's one of my favorites.
I know, I can tell.
And one of the events that took place here in 1969 was the opening of Georgia Floors Direct on what was then the bypass. So far off the edge of town.
There was nothing there.
Only visionary people could see this as the center of Montgomery Commerce a few years down the line. So Dick McAdam built a big warehouse there, stocked it with straight to them from the factory, first-rate popular styles of flooring, and began selling them at a wholesale price under the name Georgia Floors Direct. Guess what? It's still there. Same location 50 years later.
Wow.
And it's the same. They haven't tampered with the formula. Popular styles of wholesale flooring at a wholesale price, building a team of installers who are the best at what they do. I mean, real craftsmen. We were talking about that last hour with the, sending people to learn a trade that's going to make them a great living,
mm-hmm.
where you don't have to have a degree. They're begging for people that can do these things now. They're amazing to watch. If you ever have something done by Georgia Floors Direct, you're probably going to find yourself watching them do what they do because they're such perfectionists. And you get brand new floor, guaranteed satisfaction at a wholesale price. See Jeff Mallinson and his merry band of flooriers at Georgia Floors Direct, a flooring destination, again, for half a century now, at 1965 Eastern Boulevard next to Ashley Home. Quick check on traffic.
Montgomery Sky Watch rolling on through the 4 o'clock hour, and we see an accident on the Atlanta Highway right next to Bell Road, so be careful if you're in that area. Otherwise, we don't have any big hang-ups for you. The boulevard's moving along pretty well. There's no delays on the 31s, and the interstates are both moving along at a speed limit ride. Let's just be careful as we head on home this afternoon. It's football and tailgating time in Alabama. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter has the pickup truck you want. Forget the down payment. Just head down to Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Sky Watch Traffic.
School is back in session. Please be aware of school bus signals. Watch out for kids getting on and off buses and pay attention to school zone speeds. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you and our children safe.
All right, we have a very adorable Rich Thomas waiting to update the forecast, but first, Jake.
Hey, Mr. Greg and everybody, how y'all doing?
We're good. How are you?
I'm good. I hope you get your Facebook issue resolved. I just wanted to say thank you for sharing the information and kind of what you're going through, because, you know, in different, in somewhat different ways, I've had, I think, similar situations, but unfortunately, I can't figure it out to the point where somebody calls me that I might need to square up with on my monthly payment, for example. I don't even trust the phone calls coming from.
Yeah.
So it's sad, and thank goodness we have some good leaders in this country. Hopefully we'll resolve it, and I hope your Facebook issue gets resolved.
Well, we'll know. The clock is ticking. I think it's a 24-hour spanking. The thing is, and thanks for the call, Jake, I posted stuff in the past where I said, I wonder if they're going to, you know, give me a hard time over this. Nothing. This is a trailer for a movie where liberal elites hunt deplorables like me and kill them. And there's no sexual content in it, but that was the excuse they used to put me in Facebook prison.
It seems to me like that was very, that's apparently very important to them, or they wouldn't be.
And, oh, and by the way, I tried to appeal. Forget it.
No, there's no.
They would not let me contact them or anything. Bunch of crap. Mr. Zuckerberg, you ought to have somebody put that little short mustache under your nose because you're behaving. You may not look like Hitler, but you sure are behaving like
Rich
him.
Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
No relief in sight for this intense heat, but I do think the number of storms will pick up over the weekend as a frontal system moves into the state and then park. The risk of scattered thunderstorms will continue in the forecast. A couple of those perhaps on the strong side before they fade out later tonight. Our overnight low temperature, 76. Tomorrow, look for another very hot day, triple-digit heat indices, scattered thunderstorms around, high in the mid-90s, and over the weekend, generous supply of showers and storms roaming around, about a 50% chance both days, highs in the mid-90s again. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Marguerites. How do we do it? We make it. We really make it. We custom design with you involved every step. Our diamonds are only the best. Forevermark. Direct from the De Beers mines to Marguerites in Montgomery, Alabama. Master Jewelers, this is what totally separates us from all the others. And Marguerites, your jewelry is the most important thing in the world. Marguerite's open 7 days a week, located in the Peppertree Shops on Vaughan Road. Thank you.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards, and starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Summer is here and it is hot and humid.
No doubt, and nobody wants to come home to a hot house.
Don't be uncomfortable in your own home with an old AC that runs all the time. Let a comfort specialist from United give you a free estimate on a system replacement or an evaluation of your ductwork.
That's right. We also specialize in ductwork and airflow, too.
There are a lot of times your AC runs for a long time because you're losing most of your cold air in your attic. So remember, sealed and properly sized ductwork will help your AC not work as hard and help save energy.
Don't waste your hard-earned money cooling your attic. Give us a call today.
Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University and the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. 4 Healthy Pets is where you'll find all your favorite companies like Fromm, Nature's Logic, Victor, Nulo, Earthborn Venture, Nutrisource, Waruva, Farmina, Open Farm, First Mate, K9 Naturals, and more. 4 Healthy Pets even has freeze-dried and frozen brands like Answers, Primal, Northwest Naturals, Nature's Logic, and more. Come get your favorite brands at 4 Healthy Pets or check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com.
School's almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers are forced to buy their own class supplies? Isn't it a crime that some kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting and Mr. Electric ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to Mr. Electric. Mr. Electric, we have the power to make things better. Donate what you can and help us cram the van for Montgomery's public schools. From Mr. Electric and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
New from Nacho Bell. First, there are habanero nacho fries, then ghost pepper fries, then Carolina Reaper fries. Now, the hottest nacho fries ever. New sulfuric acid nacho fries. Steak fries cooked to perfection with that famous nacho seasoning, but then dipped in sulfuric acid for the hottest sensation ever. It'll burn you from the inside out. New sulfuric acid nacho fries. And coming soon, radioactive sulfuric acid nacho fries. Because it can never be too hot.
Here we go again with more of this. It's a headline that says, if Trump's rhetoric caused the El Paso shooting, then Obama's rhetoric caused the synagogue shootings. Is there nothing that can't be placed on individual responsibility with this stuff? I don't believe any of that. I think these people were self-inspired. Look, there's a story here about Beto O'Rourke, who is a fluke. How he got to be a congressman, I don't know. For a while, he was the darling of the... He was going to be the next Kennedy. What a joke. He, at age 15, wrote a short story fantasizing about killing children in mass murder.
Mm-hmm.
At 15. They should look at him. This is a guy with a criminal history, and he's running around shooting off his mouth. What a complete 24-carat... What's the word I'm looking for?
Choose
here?
Your words.
Rectum. Yeah, that's the one. Yeah. I have good reason to keep a civil tone today. Hello, Chris.
Hey. Hey, Chris.
Yes, sir.
Here in Philly, y'all doing good today?
Yes.
Yeah.
Pretty good. I heard some pretty good rant yesterday on gun control, and I was wondering if I put my two cents in on it. Do you see that New York Post picture the day after last weekend where they had an AR-15 and they said, get these weapons of war off the street? I was wondering, has anybody fact-checked them on that? Because I looked it up just to be sure.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew it. AR-15 has never been used in a war. It is not used
That's right.
by our military.
The M-16 is the military and version of it, yes.
My mother is big liberal, and I cannot get it into their head that they are wrong about this. And the other thing it opens up, too, is if they can go after, call something a weapon of war, and go after it, then what else, what other doors is it open? Because a pump shotgun has been used by our military
yes.
since World War One.
That's right. And
still used today. Bolt action rifle, the same thing. It's been used from World War One till today.
Yep.
9mm pistol, weapon of war.
Well,
they could go after anything.
Chris, I appreciate the call and thanks for the time. There was the stabbing in California. 4 people killed by somebody wielding a knife. So are knife control laws next? Is it the knife that jumped out of its drawer and said, I'm going to go slice somebody up?
Slice several people up.
Bill.
Hey, Greg.
Hi.
I apologize if somebody's already mentioned this, but I know several people that's been in the Facebook jail, and the term is 30 days.
30 days?
Yep, Miss...
30 days in the hole?
Depends on what did they send you.
I don't remember.
It's a 24 hours initially, right?
That's what I thought.
And you tried to post that, I think, in the...
Oh, they sent you a 24-hour notice?
Yeah, I think you tried to post it at 5 o'clock sometime yesterday. So.
Yeah, so I will try if I'm not...
I mean, and maybe they had a point. Are you sure you shared a bright part?
Yes.
Like, you sure? Because, I mean, there are some very...
Are you taking...
There's some very popular websites. They're like, we got to get this pervert off of here.
No.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
30 frickin' days. Connie?
Hi. I was just going to say, I'm so tired of these people yelling about Trump and what he says, and because we're not for open borders, we're terrible, and that we're deplorable, and yet, and that we're responsible for these shootings. And yet they thought it was okay to do a movie called The Hunt, and mm-hmm. where they, you know, go
No, that could never result in anybody being harmed inadvertently.
Never.
Oh, no. They're not to blame at all. But you know, these two boys and the others that have been involved in shootings, you know, young people today, I saw something just this week where, and I don't remember the exact number, but it's quite a few, where these people, young people said they didn't have one friend. Not one.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we are. Parents are selfish. Schools and news media are pushing propaganda.
Yep.
They're constantly being told the world's going to end in 10 years or 12 years. They feel hopeless.
Exactly. There's nothing of a positive nature coming from the left. Nothing. The world's going to, like you said, the world's going to end in 12 years, and guess what? When 12 years pass, they're going to say, we missed by 12 more years, so just keep doing what we tell you to do.
Because they kicked God out of America.
That just absolutely, that is, she nailed it. 1 in 5 millennials claims to have no friends. Being that isolated is the breeding ground for these kinds of outbursts. 435 Montgomery I, a practice that's been around since the end of World War II, so you know they've got their act together when it comes to customer service, and I consider that to be an important aspect of any medical practice. Do you get seen on time? Are they efficient? And yes, having experienced them, I can guarantee you they are at Montgomery Eye Physicians and Montgomery Eye LASIK. Really excellent first-rate team there. If you're interested in a LASIK procedure, it doesn't cost you a penny to find out if you qualify. By that, I mean your vision issue can be corrected with LASIK. So call 272-2020. If all you have is your lunch break and you have no trouble getting to Vaughan Road, just east of Taylor, right across from Chappie's, you can get in and get out and get back to work on time, and you'll have plenty of time to make a decision as well. So either call the phone number, 272-2020, if you're ready to find out if LASIK is an option, or visit them online at onlinemep.com. and find out if, in fact, LASIK is not an option for you. You'll learn everything you need to know, and they've got two incredible board-certified corneal specialists there with Dr. Swan and Dr. Shin at Montgomery Eye Physicians. Again, online, MEP.com. Terry, we got stuff going on, so
yep.
I appreciate you coming in.
Yep.
This time went by unbelievably quickly.
Always does.
Clearing the Air, by the way, is now a very, I just saw the ratings, very popular Saturday night show.
Yay.
Good for you. Congratulations, man. You beat me.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
So you're really reaching for the stars.
Totally by accident, I assure you.
You're doing 6 to 9 or 6 to 10 now?
We're going to do 6 to 10 this weekend. We may do 4 hours permanently. I don't know yet. I got to talk to my two partners.
That's right here on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Thanks, Greg.
Check it out. It's 437.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through the middle of the 4 o'clock hour, and traffic is busy on the boulevard. Be careful around the intersections. If you're on the interstates, we don't see any big delays for you. I-65 and I-85 both seem to be moving along at a speed limit ride. If you're on the 31s, everything looks good for you there, too. There's a little bit of a slowdown around the River Bridge when you're going into Wetumpka, so be careful there. Haynes Ambulance is there when you need them, both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, proudly serving Central Alabama. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
No relief in sight for this intense heat, but I do think the number of storms will pick up over the weekend as a frontal system moves into the state and then park. The risk of scattered thunderstorms will continue in the forecast, a couple of those perhaps on the strong side before they fade out later tonight. Our overnight low temperature, 76. Tomorrow, look for another very hot day, triple-digit heat indices, scattered thunderstorms around, high in the mid-90s, and over the weekend, generous supply of showers and storms roaming around, about a 50% chance both days, highs in the mid-90s again. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
With ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Online at yourascu.com. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
Fade. While investors were likely feeling more satisfied Thursday, it appears almost half of all office workers are not. That's because of a survey from the staffing firm Robert Half, revealing that 43% of professionals plan to look for a new job in the next 12 months. Their biggest reason? More money. This may be why some of those workers want a bigger paycheck. People between the ages of 18 and 39 spend more than 20% of their take-home pay on their student loan debt. The study by TD Bank finds the average payment is $579 a month. Wow. And some welcome news for anyone who can afford a home after paying those student loans. Freddie Mac says the average 30-year fixed-rate mortgage fell this week from 3.75% to 3.6%. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Melissa Francis.
Baseball season is in full swing.
Get your popcorn.
It's a good thing Matt secured his denture with Super Polygrip. Now he can enjoy the snacks as much as the game.
Polygrip. Hey, how are you? So great to see you.
It's that time of year when the family meets up.
Hi, come on. Get together, guys. Family photo.
It's a good thing Jack cleans his denture with Polydent so he can enjoy the whole day with confidence.
Polydent.
Join us tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at Lewis Lawn Equipment on Northeastern Boulevard for Cram the Van. Bring your school supply donations to help kids and teachers in the River Region get started on a great school year.
This is the News Talk 93.1 River Region Business Spotlight, a chance for you to get to know our area businesses and business leaders.
That sounds so official and important because we're visiting with friends here today. A business has been a great friend of the community since 1962. Proud to welcome Mike Vinson, who and in a family way, goes back to the origins of Adams Drugs in 1962. It's good to see you.
Good to see you.
And Jim Smith, who I've gotten to know well over the years, and he's gotten me involved in some important causes and things.
Yeah, sure
have.
Good
to see you.
Good to see you too, Greg.
Time goes by so fast, you know, we got to try and have you drop by a little more often. So why don't we begin for those who, I always love to tell people, and I hope you're okay with this, but I've used terms like Mayberry-esque to describe just how local is with Adams Drugs. I go to the location. I've used a couple, and I've been to 10 of them just to stop in and say hello. But I use the one that's on Vaughan Road, east of Taylor, where Lamar and that great group over there is. And I've always kind of thought of it, it's like, well, this is like Cheers, because when you walk in, everybody knows your name. You never feel like a stranger at any of the locations. They're very welcoming. They fight for every buck on your co-pays, which has gotten more challenging, I think, over the last number of years with all the changes and things that insurance companies will cover and all that. It's great to feel like you've got an ally on your side in keeping your prescription costs down. So congratulations on a business that really hits it out of the park in customer service.
Thank you. Thank you. It's our biggest asset are our employees. We wouldn't be where we are without our employees, and they're the ones that have built the business.
Esprit de corps is a word I love to use. And it's challenging, I think, for a business with two or three locations to establish consistency. You know, why go to this one because this one's better? That's not it with Adams Drugs. The consistency from location to location is remarkable.
Yeah, I think Mike hit it on the head. Our employees are some of the best. We train them well and tell them, you know, we want you to go the extra mile. And by going the extra miles, things like remembering your name, you know, that
yes,
the next time you come in, or what medication, you know, what's going on in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people love to hear their name called the second time they come in. So
I remember my wife was having some symptoms, and it wasn't enough to require a trip to one of the dock in the boxes. It was on a weekend, Saturday. So I went out to see Lamar, and I gave it to him, and he said, this is what you need. This will help relieve those symptoms, and it worked. And that's something, that time, that extra time that's taken, in addition to the friendliness and everything else, is, like I said, remarkable that you can establish that level at so many different shops. This business has been in the family since the beginning, correct?
Right. My father opened his first store in 1962. It was Adams Street Drug. People ask us if they want to speak to Mr. Adams. They either want to sell us something or we owe them some money. But he opened his second store in the early 70s out behind Baptist Hospital, and he just dropped the street and just called it Adams Drugs. So,
see, now I
grew from there.
Yeah. So now we know the history behind the name. And I got to ask you this personal question. Your dad opened the business. Was this something you were really interested in getting involved in? Because sometimes my dad thought I should be a lawyer. He knew I couldn't be an electrician like he was, because I just didn't have that aptitude. But was that something you felt like you...
Well, I started working when I was 8 years old, and I helped stock the shelves. And I was telling Jim that Tylenol had just come out, and we were putting it on the shelf, 62. And just growing up in the business and just noticing the relationships that he built with all the people, it was just kind of, you know, something that I wanted to do. I'm not a pharmacist. I do have a degree, but it's in criminal justice, and sometimes it comes in handy.
May I honor you with this tribute for your degree in criminal justice?
But it's something I've enjoyed. Helping people and helping create relationships, because that's what it's all about. Because if you have a good relationship with the people that you're dealing with, you're going to trust them.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of trust between the patient and the pharmacist.
We love convenience.
Yeah.
And when I was living at my other house, I chose that location because it was closest. And then we moved further north, and now the one across from Baptist East is closer. But I can't quit that. No, right. So it's really not that big of a difference. Anyway, I just jump off 85 at Taylor Road and head out to Vaughan after the morning show when I need to pick stuff up.
Yeah.
But I think that defines how you feel about something.
Sure, yeah, you get used to it. Well, we have a lot of services, too. We offer specialty packaging. We have delivery for people that, you know, can't get to the store.
Can I tell you a quick story? Because I know you listen sometimes, but you may have missed this. Joey was here. Hmm. We got a call from a woman who had broken her hip at home, young woman. And she had quite a few medications that she needed to take, but she could not get out together. She called us up in tears. Hmm. She was so grateful for the way Adams Drugs accommodated her situation, because she was basically not going to be mobile for a while, and that was a big worry to her. She was so relieved. She actually called us to thank us for turning her on to the store and the services it offers, and it made a huge difference for her. That was one of the most touching phone calls I've had all year.
Wow.
Because she was in serious pain, but she wanted to take time to call us and let other people know the kind of business that you have.
Going the extra mile.
Yeah. I understand we're going to try and help with another project here.
Yeah, we've been working on something, Mike and I, mainly Mike. he went to Robert E. Lee High School and played on the 69-70 football team, 1970 football team. And so
we won back-to-back state championships, and we're going to have a 50-year reunion.
That's a big deal.
And, you know, times were a little bit different back then. The 69 team ended up beating Berry of Birmingham, which is now Hoover. Mm-hmm. And the next year, we played Minor of Birmingham and beat them 27-7. The strange thing was the year before, Berry beat Booker T. Washington from Montgomery in the semifinals. Well, that was Booker T. Washington's last game because they closed Booker T. Washington down, and those players either went to Jeff Davis or they went to Lee.
Mm-hmm.
And evidently we got all the good players. But I will say that the year we did win it in 70, our toughest competition was Jeff Davis.
Mike, I have to make an observation right now. The expression on your face completely changed when we got to this topic. You're still very proud of this.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome, because flags fly forever.
Yes. Yes.
And so you're having a reunion.
We're having a reunion on August the 24th. We're trying to locate some players that we can't find. Unfortunately, some of these ones that we haven't been able to find, we find out have deceased. But we're really, there's a lot of excitement because there were special times back then. Our coach was Jim Chaffin, and he his last year was actually my senior year at Lee. And he's 91 years old, and he's still with us, but he's in Tyler, Texas. His health is not that great, but he sent us a video, and we're going to play the video at the reunion.
That's awesome. That's the tough thing about reunions when you get this far down the road. I went to a reunion a few years back. I was looking forward to seeing a lot of people because I went to school in Chicago,
mm-hmm.
and I haven't been there in a long, long time. So I went to the sign-in desk, and I saw a list of names. They had a lot of people I knew in school, and I was like, hey, I can't wait. What is this group? Oh, they passed away.
Oh.
It was like getting 20 notifications all at once, and, you know, so when you do something like this, you're going to find out some sad news from time to time.
Oh, yeah.
But you can always incorporate them into the honoring that's going to take place and the celebration.
Yeah.
Right. It's going to be August 24th. Wind Lakes Country Club is going to start at noon and go till whenever y'all end. Y'all, it may not.
So you're looking
for when that may end.
Now you're looking for the players that played on those teams.
Yeah, we've got a few players that we have no idea where they are. Hopefully they're still with us and somebody can hears their name. Maybe.
Yeah, if you give me a list of names.
I will.
It wouldn't surprise me if we're able to help you contact a couple of people.
Yeah, there's a website, roberteleestatechamps.com, and I'll send that to you, robertelestatechamps.com.
And they can post to, that as soon as I'm out of Facebook prison.
Yeah, you're one of those.
He didn't do anything this time. No. No.
I mean, you've posted other things where you probably deserved it, but this
don't
you didn't.
Say that in front of my friends. Now they're going to leave. I wonder what that was.
Greg Mudo. So, yeah, robertelestatechamps.com. I'll send you that information and some of the names that we're looking for, that Mike's looking for. So we would appreciate any help we can.
Oh, we'll get.
There's going to be a lot of... I brought some of this stuff right here. Some are memorabilia and things that's going to be, you know, some of the old pictures and the old caricatures. And
is Mike in that photo?
Yeah, it's number 22 right there.
I actually have some hair.
Right there in the front row, number 22, yep.
Wow.
Bad to the bone.
Yes.
Bad to the bone. But we had some good athletes and got to play against and play with some great athletes.
I would love to trade football stories, but when I was a junior... And this was during spring practice, so I was really in great shape. I got hit by a bus. And probably that I was in such good shape is part of what saved me from a horrible outcome.
Right.
But after I recovered, they wouldn't allow me to play because I had become an insurance risk. So nobody ever saw the benefit of this right arm that could throw a football 70 yards on the fly and put it in your pocket.
Mm.
Does anybody believe that?
No.
No.
How about 65
yards?
Y'all
get it.
60?
No.
No, I could do 50 to 55 very easily and very accurate. I practiced all the time. Got ridiculous. My right arm was about 2.5 inches more circumference around the bicep than my left arm was.
Probably a little bit longer, too, from that.
I just used to love to do that. You know, that was when the bomb was coming into, you know, the game and... Everybody looked forward to those long, exciting passes. My other problem was I wasn't particularly fast.
Well, on this luncheon, they're going to have we're going to have a round table. Mike's going to have a round table, and it's going to be with Graham Dunn. He's going to be kind of like the one that's going to
moderate
it. And then there's going to be some videotaping. Some of the players I know would probably like to send a special message back to Coach Chafin and thank him for the times that they spent in school there and things like that. So there's going to be a time where they can go, you know, videotape their message back to him, and it's going to get sent back to Tyler, Texas. So there's a lot of special things, neat things that they're doing at this reunion that people, they're going to want to be a part of.
It's great. I would... love to see some of the people seeing each other for the first time in many years, too, because you always have that. This is the interesting thing about school, high school in general. You spend 4 years in a subtle competition with, in my case, 660 other students in a Chicago public high school, and you graduate the same date, and for the rest of your lives, you are sort of competing, but the fun of the reunions is to see, well, where's the cool guy now? Where was the football hero now? What are they doing? And things, I mean, I was kind of a nerd in high school. I was on the school paper. I did all these activities, and I loved it. I will say to anybody, high school had more to help me get into the media career than college did. But I didn't become cool until, like, after I left high school and grew my hair a little bit longer and got into rock and roll and doing a disc jockey. So at the 10-year reunion, jaws dropped because I didn't look anything like I did when I graduated. That's always fun, too, to hear the stories. And
then you work for Styx, right?
This is true. This is not a rumor that... of misinformation. In fact, Joey, don't we have a couple of albums over there that...
Your picture on it?
My name. The band wouldn't let me stand in the photo when they were taking that for the... But I know that Boom Magazine ends up in some of your stores.
Mm-hmm, sure does.
River Region Boom. And please read this month's column. It's called 1969, the year the earth stood still. It was an amazing year, and certainly for you and the team, it was an amazing year.
Tommy Shaw was in my class.
How about that?
There you go.
And Tommy Shaw is still rocking and rolling. And I'm still doing radio. In fact, in that column, and it's not a long-winded story, but in that column you find out how I happened to come to know that band before they became Styx. The girl I was dating, my first real true love, her older sister was dating a guy in a popular band, bar band in Chicago called TW4. And he was a great guy. We became immediate friends. And 3 years later, I was playing their records on the radio in Chicago, which is kind of cool.
Wow.
But it all happened in that magical year.
1969.
So there you go. There's the evidence. Now you know I'm not making that up. It's not a cause of exaggeration.
Well, thank you for allowing us to come on here and talk about Adam's Drugs and the reunion. Robert E. Lee, statechamps.com. I'll get you the information for you to get that out there for us.
I love the fact that our listeners, the News Talk listener, really treasures and knows the importance of supporting local businesses. And that call the other day from the lady who had broken her hip, that was not the first. We've had many people who have called and said, man, they really do a great job. And it starts at the top. So congratulations.
Thank you.
You weren't just good at football. Building a business with your degree in
criminal justice.
Right. Does that come in handy? Well, nobody would go to Adam's Drugs and be a shoplifter, but no. We will get that information out as often as we can in the days ahead and try and do everything we can to help make that reunion a huge success. Thanks so much for coming by.
Thank you.
Good to see you, my friend.
Good to see you, too.
It's almost 5, Fox News in 2.
Montgomery Skywatch, inching our way closer to the rush hour, and traffic is really busy out on the interstates. We're starting to see some jam-ups on I-85. If you're headed northbound, it's going to slow down between Taylor Road and Chantilly Parkway. And if you're headed southbound, look out for the slowdown around the interchange. I-65 is moving along at a speed limit ride. We don't have any big delays on the boulevard, but there's a lot of folks rolling with you, so be careful out there. And Highway 231 headed into Wetumpka is starting to get pretty congested, so look out for the traffic around you there. Reinhardt Collision Center is looking for an auto body technician that is iCar certified with 3 years auto body experience. If interested, please call Russell at Reinhardt Collision Center, 334-213-1216. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The best things in life are free.
Hi, folks. Rusty here, and everybody knows that the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on every weekday evening at 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. The show can also be heard Saturday mornings at 8:30 and Sunday afternoons at 1. We're also on television. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on ABC 32 Saturday evenings at 5 right before the national news. David is very excited. You'll be excited too because David's right there in living color telling you some good news about your money. If you're the kind of person who likes to plan ahead, you should call David Ernest today at 334-279-7431. Let David show you how to put your money to work so when retirement rolls around, you don't have to worry.